Well, praise the Lord. We need to go get God, amen? And we know how you do that. Get on the altar and pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Good to be in church again this morning. Start turning your Bible to Psalms chapter 85. Revival. I brought my briefcase, but I didn't bring revival. Revival is for an individual. Amen? And now I want to say, different people believe it different ways. I'm not sure we'll ever see a worldwide revival or even a American-wide revival, but we can see sparks. Amen? And I say it every time when I leave a church, I hope that whatever was said that week or those days, the revival don't leave there. Amen? I hope that something said that we can continue on in these days, because as far as the world getting any better, it's not. But the Lord's good. And with God's help, just like we said in Sunday school, all things are possible. But we've got to surrender, we've got to give up our lives, amen, and give to God. Psalms chapter 85, Becky, give me my water, please. Psalms chapter 85, if you can, you will and able, stand for the reading of the Word of God. Starting in verses 1, the Bible says, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God, of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger, O, to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in the land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. The Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set up in the way of thy steps. Lord, I pray just for a little bit, you lead, you guide, you direct. Lord, have your will and way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Turn your Bibles, if you will, real quick, like, to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, real quick, like. Chapter 7. Look in verses 14. Here's what it says, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. As I was thinking this morning, sitting over there in the little mission quarters y'all have, I got to thinking of revival and thinking about old time revival. And I even looked it up. If I seen it right, it was like, as far as a complete breakout of revival was probably in the early 1900s. But I got to thinking the results of revival. And with the help of the Lord, I want to preach on what the results will bring. What the results will bring. Now listen, hey, I can't bring revival. There's not an evangelist in America. There's not an evangelist in the world. There's not a pastor. There's not a missionary. There's not a preacher, there's not a layman that can bring revival. Revival starts with an individual, amen? You have to, as an individual, have to say, okay, I want revival, but here's the thing. A lot of people get up and say, I want this. Brother Carl Lackey, I'm sure most of you have never heard of him, but I mentioned him with Brother Don Green the other day or whatever, but he had a thing behind the pulpit of his church. He says you have to put legs on your prayers. And what that means is, and I'm sure most of you know, but what that means is, Lord, I think this is where I want you want me, and so you just immediately start following after the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But you want results? You have to surrender. You want God? You have to give up. Amen. It's all about giving to the Lord Jesus Christ and giving up your life and saying, okay, Lord, here I am, send me. Listen, hey, Isaiah done it. Apostle Paul done it. Peter done it. Now I want to say something to you. You'll never be perfect, but you can try to work for a perfect God. Amen. Because listen, we're going to make mistakes. You say, why? We're human beings. Amen. But in the part, that's a daily thing. Surrendering is a daily thing. Giving to God is a daily thing. Those things I spoke of in Sunday school is a daily thing. You have to do it. Paul said, we have to crucify this flesh daily. And if we'll do that, listen, hey, God, the results of it, God said in 2 Chronicles, I'm going to say something to you. That's been wrote a long time ago. I'm going to tell you, He's still the same God. But we got to realize, listen, we got to realize how wicked we are. Amen. We got to realize how vile of a person we are. We got to realize who we are and what we are and who He is. Amen. And then we can have revival. Then we can have these things that we'll speak of here this morning with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look in Psalms chapter 37. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to turn to a lot of scriptures. Psalms chapter 37. And look in verses 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Revival, the results of revival is having the desire. Listen, hey, my desire got changed when I got born again. Amen? But I have to do that. It's a renewing every day of reminding myself that, listen, hey, if I will delight myself in the Lord, then He'll give me the desires of my heart. The desires of my heart. You heard the missionary presentation there just a little bit ago. The desires of my heart is not for me to go live for the world. It's not for me to go do what I want to do. Amen. But I will say this much. When you're delighting in the Lord, and whenever you are delighting and putting your direction towards the Lord Jesus Christ, then the desires of your heart, hey, I like what I'm doing. Amen. 9 years of serving God, well, actually 22 years of serving God, 9 years in evangelism. I traveled a little bit with a radio station a few years ago. I'm traveling for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I will say that I have delighted myself in the Lord, and He has to give me the desires of my heart. See, I want to say something to you. A calling, it says you have to be called. I wouldn't call for my daddy. Matter of fact, if Daddy had his way, I would never leave Stokes County. But I delighted myself in the Lord, and I love what I'm doing. I would not take it. Listen, hey, 9 years down the road, yep, I could tell you some disappointments and heartaches and side of the road events and different things. But I'd rather tell you, hey, even during the pandemic, the Lord has allowed us to keep serving God. It's nothing better than delight in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And it's nothing better than having a desire. Listen, hey, I don't have the desires to go live for the world. I don't have the desires to go do the things in the world. I have the desires to go do the things for God. See, whenever people talk about, well, y'all people that believe in eternal security, everlasting life, you have what you call a license to sin. No, it has nothing to do with a license to sin. It has a license to serve. There is a big difference, amen? It's a license to serve. Hey, I get to do this. Amen? I don't have to come to church, I get to. I don't have to travel America, I get to. Amen? It's a delight. Listen, hey, my desires, when I got born again, saved by the grace of God, I became a new creature. My desires is not the same. Amen. My desires is to what? Serve God. My desires is to uplift Jesus Christ. If you'll bring the lost this week, we'll preach to them. Amen. If you'll bring somebody that's a little bit cold and indifferent, and maybe you're a little bit, listen, hey, I'm going to tell you, you want to be able to have those delights in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to have to delight to be here every time the doors are open. Amen. That's going to be hard because you're going to have to give up some things. Amen. You're going to have to sacrifice sometimes. Amen. Listen, I've already found out deer season starts tomorrow. And listen, hey, there's nothing wrong with deer hunting. But if you put that in front of God, He might take the deer away from you. Amen. Am I making sense? I love deer as good as anybody. Amen. If you got some deer meat, you don't want it, I'll take it. Amen. I don't know where I'll do with it, but I'll take it. Amen. But you're going to have to sacrifice some things if you want results. See, whenever you go to the doctor, you go to the doctor and you get all these. My mother just went to the hospital the other day. Man, boy, that did ever scare us. They told us she was going to die. I thought, Lord, you know where I'm supposed to be. You know what I'm scheduled. But Lord, my mama's coming first. After the Lord. Is everybody all right? Well, then the Lord intervened. Amen. Say, why? Well, because He knew where I needed to be. But hey, we got to make some sacrifices. Amen. Look, let's go back to 85 real quick like. Am I making sense this morning? Psalms 85, look in verses 2. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah. The results of getting your sins forgiven. Hey, the Lord forgives sins. Amen. Thank God that, listen, hey, we may do wrong, we may mess up, we may make mistakes, we may disappoint the Lord Jesus Christ, we may not always please Him, but we can always get forgiveness, amen? 1 John 1:9 still in there. If we will ask Him, He is faithful to forgive, amen? He's still in the forgiving, and listen, hey, when you get your sins, forgiven, you have good fellowship. Amen. Whenever you're not living for yourself and you're living for the desires and delighting in the Lord Jesus Christ and you get those sins, then you can have a good time with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The conversation's a whole lot easier. Amen. We're not being beat up with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want to say something to you. Some people have the idea that we got a God in heaven and He's got this big old two before and all He ever wants to do is to beat up on His children and destroy them and He hates their guts because He just corrects us. No, He loves us. And it's for our benefit. Amen. And we have a God. I got a God in heaven that would a whole lot rather give me blessings than the curse. I got a God in heaven that would rather a whole lot be able to give me the desires of my heart rather than for me getting whoopings. Now, I know when you get up in the north, y'all spank your children. My mama wouldn't even allow me to use that word. Amen. But we need to confess our sins. Amen. Get rid of these things. Listen, hey, God wants to forgive us. That's the reason. Why did He want to forgive us? He hung on the old rugged cross. He went on that old cross, and it was our sins that He had that nailed Him to that cross to forgive our sins. Amen. I'm glad that He said it was in there that He would forgive our iniquities. The results of having revival is getting rid of those things. Listen, you say, how often do I have to do it? Well, sometimes you might have to do it a couple of times a day. Amen. I'm not correct. I don't believe in correcting the Bible. Amen. But I am going to tell you something. I know how my flesh is, and sometimes I have to go back and ask for forgiveness. Amen. And every time that I get forgiveness and I'm having a repentant heart and I'm willing to give up those sins, God will take them. Amen. The results, and listen, hey, it's a whole lot better to be in fellowship with God than it is to have the failures. Amen. God, I don't want to disappoint God. So I say, Lord, whatever it is today, listen, hey, and I'm going to tell you right now, if you want to know what sins are holding you back and you want to know, all you got to do is open up this Word of God, or all you got to do is get to your prayer time and you start praying and you say, Lord, I want you to bring, it don't matter if you've never been forgiven and it's been 20 years ago, you can say, Lord, I need you to help me to remember these things so I can get them under the blood. Amen? And He's faithful to do it. Amen? I like the results of the part that, listen, hey, when my sins are paid for, I mean, when my sins are gone, and listen, hey, listen, if you, here's the biggest thing, the problem with our people of God today is a mighty God, a just God, a righteous God can forgive our sins, but we can't. Amen? If God, that's perfect, can forgive me as wicked as I am sometimes, I've done told him in Sunday school, go ahead and take your halos off. You ain't as good as you think you are. Amen. But if God can forgive us, let's forgive ourselves. Just get past it. Let's quit living in the past. You say, why? It's not fun back here. But we can live in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and our sins be forgiven and we can move forward. Amen. Let's go, all right, go to verses 8 of the same chapter here. I got to hurry up. Y'all got to go eat. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints, but let them not turn again to folly. How about communication with the Lord Jesus Christ? You want the results of revival? You got to have communication. Amen? You got to communicate with the Lord Jesus Christ. He saved you. Now He wants to hear from you. You say, yeah, but God knows all things. You're absolutely right. Hey, He was not playing hide and go seek whenever He was talking to Adam in the book of Genesis. He knew exactly where Adam was. But you say, what was the problem? Adam didn't know where he was at. See, sometimes we got to realize, sometimes we do know where we're at. We just ain't willing to give it up. But I want to say something to you. God wants us to have communication with Him. Amen? And we should want to have communication, and that is prayer time. Amen? Listen, hey, we get up and we'll say, well, prayer changes things. When's the last time you prayed? Amen? Now I want to say, my wife sung that song this morning. And I want to say, as far as me going in the Word of God and digging through the Word of God and saying how much time you should spend, I just spoke of Dr. Don Green. If any of you have ever heard of him or known of him over in Lansing, Michigan, that man started a long time ago praying 10 hours a day. And listen, hey, he's got five boys, one of them's passed on. He's got a girl that's passed on, still got four living and everything. But listen, hey, this was back when he had children at home. This was when he was pastoring. This was when he had not a feeble body and he could get around, and he still prayed. Now, so I want to say something to you. As far as me saying, you have to pray 10 hours a day because he did, no. But I think you can pray an hour a day. You say, well, man, I just don't know if there's enough things to pray for in an hour. You'd be surprised. Look at all these kids downstairs. Do you not know what's that? Do you not know who's after the kids? The devil. Amen? He's after every one of our kids. You say, why? Because that's what he is destroying. Hey, he's after our families. Hey, we need to pray for our kids. We need to pray for our family. We need to pray for our preacher. We need to pray for the church. We need to pray for our country. Amen? Whether you like Don, whether you like Joe Biden or not, he still needs to be prayed for. Amen? I done told you in Sunday school who I voted for. I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. I'm just saying, hey, we need to have communication with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, hey, but prayer does change things. A faith of a mustard seed. Now, I know I'm up here in the northern states, and how many of you know what collard greens are? My goodness, it's more southern than up here in the Yankees. We got this thing. We can win again. Amen. But the Bible says if we have faith of a mustard seed, and if you know what mustard seed is, it's a very small plant, a very small seed, and He said we could move a mountain with it. You know why the mountains ain't being moved? We don't got the faith. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, whenever I got a little bit of money in my bank and when I got a gas in my vehicle and everything's going well and my wife likes me for one day, amen, and my children are listening to me pretty decent and things are going all right, hey, I can live good. But then whenever the bills is coming to you, and when the car's sitting on the side of the road, and when this needs to be taken care of, and when this needs to be taken care of, then it comes in, well, faith ain't as what it used to be. See, I'm going to tell you, I've done it before. I can preach on living my faith. I can preach it, man. I got it down pat. I can preach it good. But when I get done preaching it, I got to go live it. Amen. If I'm going to preach the gospel, I got to live the gospel. Am I making sense this morning? I'm just saying, listen, hey, it's prayer is the most important thing. Listen, hey, we need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our lands. We need to pray for our wickedness. We need to pray that God will forgive us. Amen. Communication, listen, hey, it needs to be in a completely open line. Because that, see, that iniquity that I was talking about a while ago, the results of getting rid of it is open line. We can talk to the Lord Jesus Christ, and He hears us, and He fellowships with us, and He dwells with us. Amen. Go to Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37, look in verses 14. And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel has his compassion. And then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph's the stick of Ephraim for all the house of Israel, his companion. How about this? The truth of results. Now, if you know anything about Ezekiel chapter 37 here, it's talking about we're dead, no breath in us, no life in us. And he says, can revival happen? Can there be a reviving? There can be. You got to have the breath of God. You got to be able to listen. You got to be able to believe the truth of God. Listen, hey, see, people say, well, God can. We got to live it. There's a church in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the side of the road. When you go by the interstate, you really can't see the building that well, but there's a monument out there close to the interstate, and it says God can. I don't know a whole lot about the church. I've never been to it or whatever, but I have heard some history of the part of the church, and that was a battle of getting it going, and things just, listen, it was just like the devil was saying, hey, we're going to try our best to stop this, but then God intervened. Listen, hey, when you're down and out and disappointed and listen, depressed, listen, hey, there's a lot of people depressed today. Did you know there was more killings of more murder of depressed in 2020 than any other time? But I want to say something to you. Listen, hey, there is life to be able to be rebound. Listen, we shouldn't stay dead. Amen. One of the brethren said to me back there a while ago, said, listen, hey, we are rejoicing. We just do it on the inside. Amen. That's a good thing. But listen, hey, you think about Jesus. Some of you women's going to know a whole lot more about this than men. But listen, when you get to expecting a child, you don't have to, after a while, you do not have to tell people that you're expecting. You say, why? Because it comes out and shows off. Am I right? When you get somebody as big as Jesus on the inside of you, he should show off. He should show out. Amen. You won't have to take a shower the rest of the week. Amen. You sit right there, you're doing good. I'm just saying we ought to believe the truth of God that there is life still. Amen. Yeah, the devil's going to tell you, well, you can't never do it again. It can't happen in Allen, Michigan. Well, God, the devil's a liar. If you don't remember God saying that, let God be true and every man a liar, and the devil is a liar and the father of it. Amen. The truth of God is, listen, hey, God wants you to be revived. He created you in the image of life. Amen. Listen, hey, you got the Detroit, whatever, Tigers, whatever y'all call them people. Amen. Probably got some kind of football game. Probably got whatever it is. You listen, hey, if you're going to get excited about that, and I'm not going to say it's wrong, but you ought to bring your children and your grandchildren and let them see the excitement of God. Amen. Believe that God can raise us up again. Believe that God can do it. Amen. Some people think it's hopeless for Israel. Hey, God, them are God's chosen people. He ain't forgot about them. He hasn't forgot about America. We just got to trust God. Amen? You trust it's your vehicle. I should have left a little bit earlier because it's snowing and I hate this stuff. But I found out that my vehicle can get me here. Amen. But you know what you've done? You trusted that vehicle enough that you got inside of it to get here. You've come in and you've trusted these seats good enough that you've sat in them. Amen? Well, listen, hey, if you can trust the seats and the vehicles and you can trust your house and having heat and whatever else, trust God that He can bring back life again. Amen? Because if you'll finish the rest of the story, it happened. Amen? Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. You say, why? We're saved. Saved, listen, should we not be the happiest people on earth today? Should not we be happy that God, hey, that I'm not going to hell this morning, amen? I get to go to heaven. Hey, if I die in Michigan, God help. But if I die in Michigan, hey, I don't care what you do with my body, my soul's going to be in heaven, amen? My wife talks about when I die, she's going to have a party. The only thing that I hate about that, I'm going to miss out on it, amen? But I know that there's life on the other side. Amen? I want to believe that God... Listen, hey, I've trusted God this far. But see here, it's easy to trust God in the good times. Amen? You got plenty of money. You got everything. Your children's pretty healthy. Amen? But then those disappointments come. Then those times come that you're going to have to react. You better react. Hey, the results of trusting God is seeing life. Amen. Go to Amos chapter 3. It's somewhere in the Old Testament, I think. Amos chapter 3. Just talking about the results of revival this morning. Look in verses 3. Can two walk together except they agree? Now I'm going to say, I don't think the preacher hasn't told me anything bad. He's told me good stuff. I'm waiting for the bad stuff any day now. I'm joking. But I'm going to tell you, as I travel all over the United States, there's very little unity in the church. This side can't get along with this side, and this side, hey. We got to work together. Listen, me and my wife are teetotally opposite. She's a woman, I'm a man, but for us, when it comes to parenting and different things, sometimes we're not on the same page, and you know what happens? There's conflict. Amen? We have to get together and work together. You want revival? You're going to have to work together. You want revival, you're going to have to pray together. You want revival, you're going to have to walk. You say, well, I can't agree with what he's agreeing with. Well, as long as he's agreeing with the Bible, it doesn't matter. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Well, there's nothing really wrong with that, but I'm going to tell you something. God said it whether we believe it or not, and it settled whether we believe it or not. Amen. But working in one mind and one accord, amen. I don't think there's any issues now, but I can tell you this much, there's a real devil. And the devil can get you. Hey, you say, well, oh, listen, hey, my preacher preaches on my sin, or he says something all the time and it's repeated over and over and over. Hey, you may tell you how to get rid of that. You ready? Come to the altar and get rid of it. And then, listen, hey, confess it, repent of it, leave it there, amen. Then you can go on to the next step. Amen. I'm just saying in the part, listen, hey, working together. Got a soul winning time on Saturday. I'm going to tell you this much. There ought to be more than just one going. Hey, Mike! If you claim to be saved this morning, I'm going to tell you what you are. This brother's a missionary going to... Yeah, that's a good place to go, I guess, ain't it? Guess what? I'll promise you this much, and if he was up here, he'd agree with me. But he didn't become a missionary there before he became a missionary to his Jerusalem. Amen? If God can't trust you in Allen, Michigan, he's not going to trust you in Mexico. That makes sense? And I'm going to say something to you. You say, well, the preacher, it's the preacher's job. Where is that in the Bible? Go ye. It didn't say go preacher. Amen. Is everybody all right? You say, you're stepping on my toes. I'm sorry. I was aiming for your heart. We're missionaries. I haven't looked at them further, but I'm going to tell you, you ought to find you a track. But matter of fact, I know they got cheap tracks and tracks around here. You ought to get you a pocket full of them. They do work. They do work. You say, how do you know? I've been doing it for 20-some years now. They still work. But listen, hey, everybody's a missionary. Noah got his family in. Peter went and started. He was the one that preached on Pentecost and 3,000 got saved. Paul was in the jail ministry and he got people saved. Amen. Highways and hedges, go ye into all the world. You say, who's supposed to do that? Every born again believer. But I'm going to say something to you. Let me tell you something. We're living in dangerous times. You better have somebody with you. Me and my wife was in West Virginia some time ago. It's been a couple of years now, maybe longer than that now. Was in West Virginia, and we had been knocking on doors, and she had back problems and everything, and we had went to one door. And I couldn't miss that door, and she said, I can't get out. So I wanted to go knock on the door. Well, the woman was dressed not right. But I had to knock on the door. Told the Lord I'd never do it again. I'm just saying, hey, agree and work together. Amen. Pray one for another. You say, well, preacher, I just can't do it. I'll tell you what you can do. You can pray. Lord, you know that my preacher and some of the men, maybe some of the women, are going to go out at a certain time. And Lord, I'm just not able to do this. But Lord, I want to take time away from whatever it is. Amen. I'm not going to try to mention no sin because some of you get mad about that. I want to take away from this and I want to take away from this and I want to take away from this. And I want to spend some time praying for my pastor and whoever he is out knocking on doors that somebody will get saved. That somebody will come to know the truth. That somebody will show up for church. Amen. Am I making sense? We've got to work together. We're not enemies. We are not enemies. I know the devil says, well, yeah, but you know, they don't think like you do. Listen, if people had to go have me to come to their church on thinking like they did, I'd never show up at another church. I'd have to go preach to the woods. Amen. Listen, hey, and when a preacher gets up and preaches against something or maybe names something that maybe you're dabbling in a little bit, it ain't because he hates you, it's because he loves you. Amen. And we don't want, listen, you got your little doggy, oh God, have mercy on my soul. You got your little doggy, you know what, you're trying to keep that dog out of the road. You say, why? You don't want it to get run over. Well, God's got these little rules and he's got these things that we should and shouldn't do, and it's because he loves us. And we should be soul winners. Amen. We should soul win for Christ. Amen. You say, yeah, but I don't know what to say. You ready for this? Tell them what Jesus did for you. I don't need to go tell, the world don't need to know about my 49 years of life. But they do need to know about Jesus. Amen. If you're saved, do you remember what happened? I hope Brother Jeremy don't make me pick you on him. Where did he go? He left. I figured he'd get mad too. Amen. But he was talking to a young guy that he knew. And he just said, since I've been born again, it's just been a different story. What's so hard about that? Amen. What Jesus done for me, whether it was at the altar, whether it was at home, wherever it's at, I'm just saying, we got to work together. Amen. Let me move ahead. Luke chapter 15. Am I making sense this morning? The results of having revival. Look in verses 9. And when she had found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I have lost. I'll tell you another thing, what results brings is rejoicing. Rejoice. Hey, somebody's come to church this morning. Amen. Listen, hey, I'm going to say something to you. I think y'all have been a pretty good friendly church, but when somebody comes in and you've never seen them before, or maybe you're the one that find them, you need to run and shake your hand and say, we are just so thankful that you have chosen to come to church this morning. Amen. Be friendly. You want friends? You got to be friendly. I figured out real quick, like, the brother back in the sound system back here, he's done it already. I found out I'm in another place with another bunch of frenemies. Some of you get that after a while. I got to be very careful with this mic on because there's no telling what he'll do. Amen. We ought to be rejoicing today that God would even allow us to come to church. Amen. Be able to come and worship Him. Listen, hey, I have prayed. We came last night and prayed. I've been praying since before I got here. Amen. I've been praying since I've been over in the little mission quarters part. I want visitors to come. I hope somebody will get saved. I hope somebody will jump up and say amen. Amen. Before I leave here. But if God don't show up, we're wasting our time. I'm going to rejoice when I know He's here. Amen. And I believe He's came here this morning. Amen. Not because of me, but because of He wanted to meet with His people. Amen. Somebody gets saved. I'll tell you what y'all start doing. Get you a group text and say, hey, preacher, just what happened. Amen. I was just over in Rochester, Indiana. And I can't say the guy's last name, but we got there on Wednesday night. There was three ladies that went out that day knocking on doors and won three people to God. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't have to ask them. It was proof of them rejoicing because somebody got saved. Amen. If they're going to rejoice in heaven, we ought to rejoice on earth. Amen. I may not can do as good here on earth as I'll do when I get to heaven in rejoicing, but with my feeble best, I want to rejoice. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice because He meets with us. Rejoice because He's letting us come to church. Rejoice because, hey, we have freedom still. Amen. I don't know how long, but we got it. Amen. Rejoice. Hey, she found what she was looking for, and she started calling her neighbors. Amen. Probably got her cell phone out back in those days. Amen. Texted everybody and saying, hey, rejoice with me. Hey, we ought to rejoice. Be happy. Proverbs said that laughter was like a medicine. You better take a dose of it because one of these days you're going to do a lot of crying. Amen? Am I making sense this morning? Go to verse 32 of the same chapter. And it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost and is found. How about this? They're back. I'm sure if I talk to any of you, there's probably some people that maybe was coming last year that's not coming now. Don't give up on them. Do you know the thing about the prodigal son was? He didn't quit looking for his son. He didn't quit looking for that lost soul. He didn't quit giving up. He still expected. You know why some of your children ain't come home yet? Train up a child in the way they should go, and when they old, they will not depart. Amen. Don't quit. They'll be back. Amen. They'll be back. You say, what? They just got to live a little bit. They think they're living. But here's what you've got to do. You've got to live in Jesus. You got to be that light. You got to keep praying. Amen. You know, I got loved ones that I pray for that I'll probably not see again this side of eternity. And it don't really matter whether I do or not. See, God's just so big that I can be in Michigan and save somebody in West Virginia. God's so big that He's so big that I can pray for somebody in Florida, and that's a pretty good ways away from here. Amen. And save them. Bring them back. The prodigal son, hey, he went and done his little living. I got to go live it up. Get me out of here. I'm tired of these rules. He'll be back. Amen. The results is the results of having revival. Listen, hey, you got to give it up. You got to quit. You got to confess your sins. You got to give it all to God. Then the results of your sin come back. Amen. But you got to do it first. See, God's already done His part. If God didn't do nothing else, God's done a plenty. Then go to Acts chapter 16. And here Paul and Silas is in jail. And here's what happens whenever they get to rejoicing and get to singing to the Lord Jesus Christ. The jailer man says in verse 30, and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. So, hey, I hope somebody gets saved this week. But if they don't, and you'll get right, that'll be the next reward. But we got to be His people. See, hey, when you go to 2 Chronicles 14, it says, if my people, I'm going to say something to you. Not everybody that sits in a Baptist pew is saved. I'm not here telling you you're lost. I'm just going to tell you this much. I'd make sure. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know you not your own self, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. You better make sure. You better make sure. You better know for right now. Hey, listen, some people say, we talked to some people yesterday. I hope I am. Maybe I am. I think I am. Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. A little over 22 years ago, I made it that I am. I have no doubt right now. So I doubt about some people, amen. But I don't have a bit of doubt about me. You say, why? I know what happened when I was there. I know exactly what I did. I believe with my heart. I confess with my mouth. I believe that Jesus Christ died on an old rugged cross. I believe that He shed His precious blood. I believe that He went to that borrowed tomb. You say, why? He wasn't going to be there very long. And I believe on that third day He arose. Hey, death and hell thought they had Him. The devil thought he had it captured. But on that third day He arose. You talking about an earthquake, honey? And He arose. Why? So that we could have life. I'd make sure I saved. I'd make sure Jesus lives within my heart. And as we've already said, you'll know. See, I've been raised in church all my life. I'm 49 years old. Got in church when I was 3 years old, and I made professions. I don't want another profession. I want you. I don't want another, and I thank God. God has given me a little bit of common sense now. When people say, "Well, I'm just not into this religious thing," I say, "Praise God, me neither. I'm in a relationship." Amen. And there's a big difference. Amen. For 20 some years, I had religion. For the last 22 years and a few months, I've had salvation. I've had a relationship, and there is a big difference. Listen, hey, you know what happened when I got born again? I had revival. Amen. Allen Baptist Church, God wants to give you revival. If you'll seek Him, you'll find Him. Where's the scripture in Isaiah 55, I believe it is? Seek Him, why? Indeed. America looks like it's in a mess. The White House is all destroyed. But guess what? Jesus. I'm concerned about the White House, but I'm not worried about the White House. You say, why? I know who's in control. I'm not worried about the governor of Michigan. You say, yep, she's been stupid. Yeah, before we got saved, we was, didn't we? Hey, man! But I can tell you this much. If you truly want revival, God wants to give it to you. My wife's come to the piano. Let's all stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed.